If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Time to check in with the professor, Dr. Eileen Marty at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. What is the bird flu update? Is there a danger of that getting into our food sources around here?
That's a really good question. So since this year alone, we've documented 61 cases in the United States. 35 were associated with exposure to dairy cows, 21 have been linked to poultry, and one has no known animal contacts whatsoever among those 61 that we know happened, right? That's in humans. And, of course, this is a huge epizootic affecting birds like nothing has affected them before in terms of infectious disease. We've also, the other thing that makes it really significant is there's a additional mutation that has happened in the hemagglutinin protein of H5N1, the 2.3.4.4b strain that we've been talking about that got into the cows. And this new mutation enhances a little bit the ability of the virus to attach. Because remember how we talked about that it wasn't such a big deal because, I mean, at you know, as a high risk to humans because the receptors, the little pathways that it uses in our cells to get in are not the ones that we happen to have in our upper airways, right? We have this alpha 6, not the alpha 3 that it uses. And so, but this new mutation, it's called Q226L mutation, is now making it a little easier for it to start using our receptors. And it just takes one more mutation in that hemagglutinin molecule for it to be easily. So why do we care about that? We care about that because if it transmits that way, then it becomes highly contagious from person to person. Right now, it's not highly contagious from person to person. And your initial question of should we worry about the food supply, the answer is anything that's not heated, that is from birds or from cows, is a risk, right? So if you cook it, if you heat it, it's not a problem.
Keep us posted. I know you will. I also want to ask you about what is called STEC outbreaks. Is this a new kind of E. coli going around? What is that?
So that means that it's a Shiga toxin-producing E. coli. That's what STEC means. And there are four of those outbreaks happening right now in the United States from different products, right? And you can actually go to the CDC food outbreak webpage and get the details of the brands that are being affected and what to stay away from. If you cook your products, whatever they are, if you heat the milk, you know, in other words, pasteurize it, if you're not eating things raw, then your risks go down tremendously. But if you are, for example, raw cucumbers are a risk right now for the ST, the sugar toxin producing E. coli, the STEC. Right? Many of us will eat raw cucumbers, right? And, these are the kinds of things that we have to bear in mind that proper food handling at all levels from farm to fork reduces our risk of foodborne transmission tremendously. And WHO actually has something I worked on with them years ago, the five keys to food safety. So people can go to the WHO webpage and look up the five keys of food safety. And a lot of it is sort of the logical things you would think about. But it boils down to hygiene and separating things that might be contaminated from things that are unlikely to be contaminated so that you don't wind up putting a contaminated product near something that you're going to eat raw, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we posted our conversation from last week. If you go to WGNRadio.com, our show page, scroll down, and you can find Dr. Eileen Marty's segments on there. And what you said last week also was very interesting about washing fruit. And we were talking about the cucumbers, and you mentioned that the problem could be deep inside the cucumber, right? So washing wouldn't really help, would it?
No, in that case, no. In that case, cooking is what helps, right? So it you have to be aware of, you know, what the source is, right? But certainly, if you think about STEC, so the sugar toxin producing E. coli, leafy greens are a real source for this. They've been a source in other outbreaks, right? Beef products can be a source. These are normal pathogens in ruminants like cattle. So again, if you clean and cook your products, you should be okay. Mm-hmm. But when the leafy stuff gets contaminated on the inside, unless you're going to cook it, you should throw it out.
Yeah, that's why I stay safe. I'm on the all pizza diet. You never hear about contaminated pizza. It's Dr. Eileen Marty, and we
so
will
talk. You know, organic carrots, McDonald's quarter pounder, the onions, right?
Yeah.
There's the Utah outbreak, right? All of this is things that we should bear in mind and
well, listen, Dr. Marty, we'll talk again in the new year, so let me wish you and yours a great holiday season. You have my thanks and the thanks of the listeners for your expertise here every Wednesday, and we look forward to talking again soon. Have a terrific Christmas and New Year holiday.
And Hanukkah, yes. Thank you.
Don't forget that. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, happy Kwanzaa.